What's the feeling like to be in the World Cup next year?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. You know, thank God so many times last night for letting our dream come true. You know, all we wanted to do was really make it out the first round. And the next year notice, we just kept on winning. And, you know, we finished top six. So, you know, congratulations to all the teams that qualified. And now we have to prepare and get ready for, you know, next year. So,
it's your first year with this national team.
Yeah.
How does it feel like?
It was great, really. From it was a good thing that I already knew everybody, you know, especially I haven't been in Ukraine in 5 years, so I always kept in contact with some of the players. So when I came back, it was like I never left, you know. And the coaches, from the staff and the federation, like everybody, just did a tremendous job preparing us, you know, for these games.
You said coach. I asked Coach Fratello, did you expect that at the beginning of the preparation camp? Did you expect to finish sixth?
You know, our goal was just really to make it out the first round. Like, that was the goal, you know, because Ukraine never did that before. So, you know, once we had good confidence and motivation going into the next rounds, it was just like, okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. The next, you know, we're like, oh, we qualified for the World Cup. Like, it was just, you know, just we took baby steps. So, but Ukraine, man, it's been. I know everybody's proud.
You said that everybody's proud, but what's really the impact you had, you, Coach Fratello, that outside guys on the team, what's the impact that you got in Ukraine? You can feel that, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, the best thing about it is everybody accepted us, you know, and if it wasn't for the Ukrainians, you know, accepting us and going with, you know, with Coach Fratello principles, you know, we wouldn't be here. You know, we thank them, you know, for allowing us to be here. And Now we're everybody excited, you know, and let's continue to make history, really. But we've been getting good vibes from everybody. So.
It's a much discussed question about American guys on European teams. How do you feel about it, and do you think that you have your place in those teams?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a little different from European teams, their national teams, and us coming and playing on, like, the regular teams, you know, so... You know, you might have to ask them how they felt, but I felt like it was just a, you know, me coming to a new team, and you know, everybody accepted me, you know, and success came with it, you know. But you know, I just thank God that we had unity, really, and we played together and we just had fun. You know, the media had us ranked last out of all the teams, and that was a good motivation for us.
You said Brandon Heath is your brother. Yeah. He's one of your best friends. He had a really big impact in Bulgaria. Yeah. He's like a couple of times champion and MVP.
Yeah.
So what would you say about him?
Oh, man, that's been my best friend since we were 9 years old. So I followed Bulgarian basketball. My teammate was Coco Ivanov. I know EJ Rowland and people, or Callaway, people with the passport. So... Bulgaria, you know, it's you know, and I visited Sofia when we played against Lukoil. You know, it's a wonderful place, really.
You've been traveling a lot, changing teams, being to many continents. So, what does it change being in Europe, in Asia, back in the States?
I'm so blessed, man. I'm so blessed to really be able to travel and do something that I love to do. From Europe to, you know, all over America to China, you know, it's just, I've been traveling and networking and meeting great people. You know, it's wonderful. You know, my main thing is to really hold these connections in each country and do something globally, you know, especially me and my sister with our Team Jet program.
Do you expect now to come back maybe to Europe, or you're just getting back to China?
Well, I signed, you know, 2 more years in China, so... you never know. Now I have a passport. I'm real, you know, connected with Spain, you know, and I'll be able to really use my passport there. But, you know, we shall see. I'm just, you know, excited about today. You know, even though we lost, but, you know, we qualified, you know, so.
You feel, in a kind, a little bit Ukrainian now after all the experience this summer?
Oh, for sure. I'm, you know. You know, they accepted me to be Ukrainian. You know, that's the great part. You know, So now that, you know, I have a, you know, a dual citizenship, you know, I'm able to really do, you know, great things, you know, so I'm thankful. Like, I thank Sasha Bokol and everybody in the Ukraine Federation for just giving me this opportunity, you know, to be a part of history with them, you know, so, you know, I'm excited.